الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are here at the beginning of the month of Rabiul Akhir. And these 2 months, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Rabi' is the season of spring. And when the season of spring, according to the Islamic calendar, the lunar year keeps on changing the season. They are not fixed. It's not December, it's always in summer, yeah, in the southern hemisphere. June, July is in winter. It all keeps on changing. But when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was born, it was the season of spring also. And the spring of the world came. And when the season of spring comes, then everyone's nature, tabiat, his mijaj just becomes more lighter. When the first rains of the season start falling, the grass that was burned black, that went dry and grey, when the first rains, you see now all greenery everywhere. And everything comes back to life. Birds that have migrated to other places, they are coming back again. The chirping of the birds early in the morning, practically the whole day, all making the zikr of Allah. The whole atmosphere, it is just like which comes in the hadith, that when the winds of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat blow. What is the riwayat? Idha? Inna lillahi nafahat. And there are certain times when the very special winds of Allah blow, the winds which open the hearts up, hidayat just flows into the heart. So when those winds blow, fata'arrazu laha, present yourself for them. So the season is now the season. The winds are blowing. Open our hearts to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim your love for Allah Ta'ala, if you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, if you want to check yourself whether I've got the love of Allah, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. Everyone can say, I love Allah. But what is the proof of it? Love is in the heart. Nobody can see what is in the heart. So nobody knows. What is the proof of it? فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow me, follow Nabi Ali Salatu. That is the proof of the love of Allah. How much a person has got, the love of Allah will be seen, how much sunnahs he follows. And not only the sunnahs when he is in public, but the sunnahs when he is in private. That will be the real gauge. Like that, many sunnahs we fulfill when we are making wuzu around people, the miswak, long before we got it out. and extra long miswak and for more longer time. But when we are making wuzu on our own, then does the miswak come out or not? So the sunnat at all times. And when doing that, you loved Allah, you showed that yuhbibkum Allah, you'll get the greatest thing that can ever be, the love of Allah Ta'ala. There can be nothing more greater in this dunya and in Jannah also than the love of Allah. And there is no limit to it. It starts from one dot, the starting point, and no mountains can measure it also. No seas can mention it, can encompass it. The skies cannot encompass it. So great is the love of Allah. Now it is for you to strive and gain that love. And when Allah will love you, then Allah puts that love of His in you. Allah puts it in the whole creation. The creation starts loving you. First of all, Jibreel alayhi salam, all the malaika, then all the creation start loving you. And everything just goes in your direction. One buzurg was asked, how are you feeling? So he says, what are you asking the condition of that person? According to him, the whole system of the world is working. Outwardly, these are words of kufr, shirk, that we are in charge of the world. So how could you say such a thing? That the world is moving. He says, I've submitted myself fully to Allah. Whatever Allah wishes is what I wish. So everything what Allah does is what I wish. So it's my wish whatever is happening. So a person who has got that joy and happiness, so yuhbibkum Allah. And not only that, insan, kullukum khatta'un. We are all going to make mistakes. Then, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Greatest gift of Allah, forgiveness of sins. Even if a person dies with iman, he dies with a shaheed also, but his sins are still on him, he will have to pay for it. But a person who dies with his sins forgiven, and therefore we will see so many occasions, so many hadith, you do this, sins are forgiven. You do this, sins are forgiven. Allah wants to forgive our sins. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Let us do those things and get our sins redeemed. The court case of Allah which is on our shoulders, take it off. Let it be withdrawn. There is no more court case on you. That is forgiveness from Allah. يَخْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah is such that He forgives. And when Allah forgives, He doesn't just forgive, He is then Rahim also. He showers His blessings also. Yeah, in this world, anyone forgives anyone, it is a big thing that you forgave somebody. That means he did wrong. He admits, I did wrong. And he's asking for forgiveness, you forgave him. It's a big thing. But nobody after that will shower His blessings and more favors on that person. Allah, after forgiving, then Allah Ta'ala showers His blessings also. A person who commits gunas, وَمَنْ يَلْقَ ذَا وَمَنْ يَلْقَ وَمَنْ يَلْقَ ذَلِكَ. A person who did that, he is found guilty. His sentence also. And his sentence, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. His punishment will be doubled, will be multiplied, not only doubled. His sentence, he is found guilty, and he is sentenced to heavy punishment also. But at that stage also, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. He makes tawbah. وَآمَنَ. And he makes, he brings iman, corrects his iman, everything. وَآمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And he does an amal, mamuli amal, any amal, amala صَالِحًا. He does any good deed for amana wa amila salihan yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. All his sins, Allah Ta'ala will change it into good deeds. A person on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will remind him of all his minor sins. He'll have no alibi, no excuse. He'll just have to admit it. All the proof is there, 100%. But then Allah will say, I've forgiven all this and changed it into good deeds. Then he'll jump and say, Ya Allah, I still got a lot of big guna. When he will see that Allah is forgiving, and not only forgiving, Allah is giving rewards in return of all the sins. Allah is giving rewards in their place. Then he said, I've got a lot of big sins also. So this is the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So how much we make tawbah, how much we turn to Allah, bring the sunnah in our lives. And the easiest way to bring sunnah in our life is to read Durood Sharif in abundance. And so easy to read Durood Sharif. Well, to read 100 times a day, great, great virtues are mentioned. And to read 100 times Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was the common durood, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to read. It takes under 2 minutes to read it comfortably. And if we haven't got 2 minutes, ask ourselves as we are sitting here now, am I reading my 100 times a day a durood? Or ask, am I even reading 1 durood a day? We should be reading 102 minutes. We've got so much time for this phone. We've got so much time to go to for toilet. We've got so much time to do many other things. We haven't got 2 minutes for Durood Sharif. And not only for the benefit we should read, which we get in the love of Nabi. What passion and what desire we should be reading Durood Sharif. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that there's Sikhs who follow their Guru Nanak. And many of them, they are in America, Europe, they are serving in the army, in the police, in various other government departments where they are not allowed to keep beards. But one of their ruling in their religion, the Sikh religion, is that they don't touch any hair of the body, they don't cut. The hair of the head also, long, long hair. The beard also. So much so that they curl it up and put it here in. Otherwise, very long. And Allah only knows of the underworld. What is the condition there when they don't touch. And according to the government, they are not allowed to keep a beard when you're serving in this department. They fight court cases against the government. And they win those court cases. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Qiyamah in the Qabr. When you're ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul, what do you say about this personality? And there you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his full beard. And you haven't got a beard, you didn't keep. And Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to ask you that they seek for his Guru Nanak in his love. He went fought court cases to keep his beard. And you in my love, you couldn't keep a beard. And nobody was stopping you also. No legislation against you. No prohibitions. And you weren't keeping up. What answer will we have? How are we going to face the qabr? That is the biggest worry we should have. Today we worry, what my children's future? I must leave money for them. I must give them education. Family people say that don't destroy this child. Send the girl to university. No, there are dangers lurking there. This danger, no, it won't happen to her. And that is enough for us. That they just say it won't happen to her. Oh, I know it won't happen. And when the hard facts are hitting us, not only staring us in the face, hitting us left, right and center, from all sides, but just that one word, no, it won't happen to her. That's sufficient. We guarantee that she is going to be safe. And we know what is happening all the time. We worried about all that, but who worries about the qabr? Quran Sharif, Allah says, praising the believers in the madah, the praises of the believers, قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Their hearts are trembling all the time. That is a believer, and measure our own iman on that. That how much our hearts trembling. قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. What is making their hearts tremble? We're going to be returning to Allah. We're going in the qabr, I'll be all alone. Nobody to support me. No lawyer, no QC, no senior counsel. Nobody there. It will be me and my amal. And nobody can escape that. Maut is going to come. No matter how much you try to escape maut, it will come to you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. You can be in strongly guarded towers. And moth will come there to you. Everywhere moth will come and find you. And you will go alone in the qabr. Even if husband and wife passed away together. Motor car accident, whatever. But in the qabr, everyone's case will be on his own. And there will be the malaika. And they will examination will take place. What will be my... The mu'min, that is what he worries. We worry the future of my children. My own old age, I must make a pension, I must have a pension fund. I must have a hospital plan. I must do the insurance for my car. Everything we worry. But what we had to worry about, we don't worry. What we didn't have to worry, man ja'ala al-humum hamma wahida, a person who makes all his worries one worry, hamma al-ma'ad, the worry of the akhirat. Kafaha Allah hamma dunyahu, Allah takes care of all his worries. Who? Allah Ta'ala. Not this insurance company, not that people who give you protection, not you got some security and some bodyguard. Allah gives you protection. And what more you want? What we are short of is yaqeen. We haven't got that conviction on the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person who... So Allah... كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ حَمَّ دُنْيَاهُ وَمَنْ تَشَعَدْ بِهِ الْهُمُومِ. And a person whose worries are all of the dunya. Fi umuri dunya, I must check this also. I must fix up that also. I must my health. I must go for a holiday. I'm burnt out now. I need a holiday now. I need this. So many worries we got. Then lam yubali lahu fi ayyi awdiyatihi halak. Allah does not care in which valley he goes and destroys himself. He's left to himself, and where he goes and get destroyed, Allah is not cared also. O kama qal alayhi salatu wasalam. So that must be our worry. The deen, we have entered into Islam, but let us check ourselves how much of Islam has come into our lives. When the Bedouin said, qalu amanna, Allah said, qul lam tu'minu, walakin qulu aslamna. Don't say we have brought iman. Say we have submitted. We have to still see that we have submitted. I say I'm a Muslim. I got a Muslim name. I was born in a Muslim home, so I'm a Muslim. But how much of Islam is in my life? Iman is afterwards. And then yaqeen is after that. And after that is what we heard in the Ash'ar, that love of Allah. When we hear this, we think we come Khanka, we got that love of Allah. We are at that level already. All this is said so that that urge comes into us. We haven't even got that urge to find that love of Allah. Today, for Palestine, is such a common phrase now. Anything. Go and play sports for Palestine. Do all haram for Palestine. Anything we do. Anything where you can make some money, you can get some name, fame, for Palestine. Just put for Palestine. So, and what is for Palestine? Our lives must come right. Salahuddin Ayyubi, Maulana explained this morning so beautifully, that Salahuddin, the Islah of Deen, that we have to do. Our Deen must be corrected. Then you can become a Salahuddin. When Deen will come into our life, the Islah of our Deen. We are in Islam, but how much of Islam is in us? Today we will find commonly a person, it happens quite a bit, that in a gathering like a person sneezes, and he sneezes so loud it seems the foundation of the building is shaking. In fact, it looks like Qiyamah is here. So loud a person will sneeze. It comes in the Surah Waqiyah that when Qiyamah will come, the whole world will shake. And this person sneezes, it's like that. Your mind's equilibrium also goes out of balance the way the person sneezes. And after that, to say, it comes in the hadith, muffle your sneeze. Let's try and control it. Take a hanky, put your hand, muffle it, but yeah, openly, like it's a great achievement. Like we say, Nara'i Takbir, like that, loudly. And then what follows on that, sunnat, alhamdulillah. Point, comma, not, million not, not even that amount of we hear the sound of alhamdulillah. The sneeze was so loud, it shook the whole foundation of the building also. But when it comes to alhamdulillah, then it is not there. So bring the sunnah into our lives. See, we have entered into Islam, but how much of Islam is in our lives? For Palestine, ulama have written, like for example, you organize a party also. Even, for example, to take the old people, senior citizens for a picnic. That is not our way. All must be sitting at home. Without a valid reason, don't emerge from your house. Fatima Baghdadi, a famous woman, very famous, her brother says that she only left her home on three occasions. The one was when she got married, she left her home. When she went for Hajj, she left her home. And when she went to the Qabristan. Besides that, she didn't leave her home. That is the ultimate. But Islam is permitted for necessity. A woman can leave. And then all the rulings are given how she must dress. So much so the rulings are, she must not walk in such a way that the woman who wear jewelry on their feet, and then the sound of the jewelry that will be made, that sound must not also come. So when that sound of the jewelry is not permitted to reach the ears of other men, then her voice, where can that? And today when women for Palestine, be giving big bayans in public in front of everyone, standing shoulder to shoulder to other men, and in public, and all for Palestine, just for Palestine, everything is legalized now. It's legitimate. Not only legitimate, you get great rewards. You have done a great service. You have informed the world that Palestinians are in trouble. But the world didn't know. All are sleeping. Now you went and you made everyone aware. Great achievement you did. That you made people aware there's problems in Palestine. In Gaza, there are problems there. You made them aware. Whereas your voice was not supposed to go out. So the sunnah to bring Islam into our lives, this is where we are still lacking. And on that, on bringing it, not just talking about it, not listening about it, not getting happy it's being spoken about, but to bring it in our lives, in our private lives, in our public lives, every sunnah, today's sunnahs are really, really dead in our lives who we think we are pious. Without exaggeration, what I see, what is happening in our homes, we know. But when we go on our safars, and when our close friends are with, and we sit to eat, you don't hear Bismillah. Very seldom you'll hear Bismillah. But we are still very good Muslims. We are in Khanqa. We are the elite of the Ummah. That's what we think of ourselves. And we make others to think that we are the elite. And during eating, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. What namas of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah has blessed us. And besides, before eating, if we think of the namas of Allah, that Allah gave us wujud baksha. He gave us our existence. And then insan banaya, He made us ashraful makhlukat. The greatest creation of Allah Ta'ala is this man. Small little, 1.5 meter tall, small build, but he's more greater than the heavens and the sky. He's more greater than all Allah's creation, this insan Allah made. And who asked for it? And who was deserving of it? Was it our birthright? And then not only that He made us insan, what namas He blessed us with. Did we ask for eyes? Did we know we're going to need eyes when we come in the world? We need a tongue. And if you go and see each na'mat, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You can't count the na'mats of Allah in one na'mat. We have one mouth. And this mouth, how versatile. For eating, you use your mouth. For talking, the words come out from your mouth. When you want to lick something, you use your tongue from your mouth. When you want to suck something, you use your mouth. When you want to blow somewhere, you use your mouth. Unlimited uses of the mouth. And we're using it. And we didn't have to go to school to learn it. And we are using all this. And anyone who didn't go to school will pass his life still. There is no need. They corrupt your mind. They spoil your mind in there. There is no need of that. Allah has given all this naturally to us. But one word, one thought of shukr doesn't come to our mind. If somebody puts 1,000 rand in your bank account, every day he transfers to you. And you don't ever think also, who could be this who is doing it for me? Somebody puts a basket of first grade fruit, export quality fruit at your door every day. And you just eat it up. In fact, you fret it. The way you bow over it, like fret it up. But not your thought comes to you that I must, who is this? Let me at least tell you, not in Jazakallah, thank you at least. That is that an insan? And Allah's mercies are billion times more than that. And the thought doesn't come to make shukr to Allah. We wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. A few of us must be reading it, but also without any meaning, any thought. And with that also groggy, sleepy, meaningless, empty words we are reading. But if a person, a little thought, Allah, you gave me back. At night I read, Allahumma bismika amut. In your name I'm dying. Now when I was dead, so many of us, my ma passed away, I wished that when one tear drop fell on her, she would come back to life again. Some miracle will be shown. And I'm brought back to life again. You brought me back to life. And sometimes when our night doesn't pass well, we didn't fall asleep, mosquitoes, bed bugs, whatever it is, think that in the qabr my life. Yeah, it was only mosquitoes. And in the qabr, the snakes and the scorpions, and the fire of the qabr, and the smiting of the malaika, with the rods of fire, what will happen there? And now, Allah, you have brought me back to life again. Alhamdulillah, illadhi ahyana. That this whole night that passed, I saw nightmares. What funny and fearful things in my nightmares I saw. And you saved me from, I'm back to life again. I'm getting up for my fajr. I'm getting up for my tahajjud. Allah, so many ni'mat. But where is this Islam, the basic Islam? The big Islam, we talk of the high, high Islam. The of Iman and the high levels of taqwa and that. But the very basics, we are so lacking, sir. And the way of the kuffar, tashabbuh bil kuffar, and shaitan, our enemy, that is always behind us, and his wife, Jahalat Begum. The wife of Shaitan, when he got married, we don't know, but his wife, Jahalat Begum. Madam Ignorance, Madam Jahalat, is his wife. And what they make people do, how they lead us astray, or the mother of Shaitan, or his daughter, and how they leading us astray. And we are so gullible, we are just falling hook, line and sinker for Shaitan. He's got us where he wants us, and yet we are thinking I'm pious. And even the pious person, how Shaitan misleads them also. And he will come, for example, to the pious people who have got knowledge of deen also, not from jahalat, but from their knowledge. He will let you carry on with all your ibadat and all your great work of deen. He knows, I won't be able to take this person to the brothel. I won't be able to take him to a gambling den. But what I can do, let him carry on freely, as much as he wants to. But I'll just add pride to him. Let pride come in him. And with this pride, all for name and fame. Today, so common. Who is left out, who is not on YouTube, of the big, big ulama? Who is left up, who is not on TV? And what they say, that if we don't go on TV, why? How you people went on TV? Haram to go. If we shouldn't go, the Shias should go. As if the Shias are not on TV. And if they haven't got so sophisticated TV, whole network and setup, the Qadianis will go, as if they haven't got. And if somebody says that there is the S word to eat, and you say that if I don't eat it, the Shias will eat it. So, tum gur khane ko chale. Where they don't want to, if they want to go and eat the S word, let them go and eat it. Why must I rush and go and eat it first? And it's my achievement that I went in and I ate that. So the TV, all Shaitan and Jahalat Begums, all their inventions and what they are putting for us, and we are eager not to eat it, to devour it, or to say free at it. And we are so enjoying of Shaitan's filth and dirt, we are enjoying. And I'm still the most pious person. I'm a person who is in Khanqa. I'm a person in Jamaat. I'm the biggest alim. And Shaitan got us exactly. So the solution to it, of all our problems, is Allah Ta'ala made deen, ad-deenu yusrun. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. Allah, deen is easy. Allah wants to make these things easy for us. Sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sunnahs might appear, and it's just a matter of direction. If a person wants his direction is deen, as Allah says, that لِمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. A person whose direction is Allah and akhir, every sunnah is not only enjoyable, he becomes a die-hard for sunnah. He loves the sunnah. But if your direction is dunya and the things of this dunya, every sunnah is an obstacle. It's a big problem in your life. Every sunnah must, na'uzubillah, be got rid of. So make your and you don't have to make your direction. Everyone's direction is akhirah. Everyone, قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. We're going to return to Allah. Just make that your niyat. What is the fact where we are going? قَدَمْ سُوَي مَرْقَدْ نَزَرْ سُوَي دُنْيَا. Our legs are, we are walking, as we are sitting here, we are moving. فَإِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Everyone is you moving, you are moving, and you're going to be moving where you're going to meet Allah. We are moving now to our mort as we are sitting here. So we are going there, just make that, and then see how every sunnah. And then Allah's ihsan upon ihsan, to practice sunnah, no matter what, there are many people who ask also, sports is like part of our life. Music, we grew up with music. Today we just hear one little word and our whole mind goes back to that whole music life of ours. All the wrong things that we were doing, it just appeals again to come out of all that, to get love of deen, love of Allah from the bottom of the heart. One simple thing, to read Durood Sharif. Just read Durood Sharif and it will come in us. If Allah is check or ask ourselves now, how much Durood am I reading when we have heard so much fazail of Durood? Am I even reading my Durood? Just read regularly. And mashallah, when Allah wants to, your sleep won't come at night. Not because that you can't sleep. Allah wants you to read Durood Sharif. Read your 1,000 Durood, now you can't sleep. What's the problem? What a great opportunity. Don't become now that, oh, the biggest problems in my life. I can't sleep. Allah is keeping you awake so that you can read your Durood Sharif. And read your 1,000, read your 2,000, read your 5,000 Durood. And what is the difference? And in the morning you'll see everything still carrying on normal. Allah is in control of everything. You won't be gone to the maid hospital, you didn't sleep at night. You'll be in the court of Allah with 5,000 extra Durood Sharif. And with Durood Sharif comes the natural love of deen, sunnah, the love of Allah, hatred of the kuffar, hatred of the things of the kuffar, hatred of all this dunya things. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on sunnah. Sunnah is a great, great ni'mat of Allah, and let us bring it into our lives. And the easy way, Durood Sharif. Everyone make ahad as we sitting here, that at least 100 Durood a day, I'm going to read my 2 minutes before it's Fajr time, after Fajr, between Asr and Maghrib, whichever time. Fix our own time and just read our 100 Durood, even if it is without concentration at the beginning. Start reading, everything will come. And then see, you yourself will be surprised where Durood Sharif will lead you. And what great, great ni'mat Allah will bless you. Just on account of Durood, salawat ala nabi. Allah give us all tawfiq. And then, which Allah says, in kuntum tuhibboon Allah, you will find the love of Allah brimming from your heart. Just by فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is going to love you then. And when Allah loves you, the creation will love you. The malaika will love you. Malaika will be at your service in this dunya all the time. And Allah will forgive your sins. And Allah will pour down mushladar barish. Pouring down Allah's rahmat will come onto you. After you are clean, and now Allah's rahmat comes, all the goodness is in there. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Mufti Abdullah is the senior ustad of our madrasa. Mashallah, lot of khidmat of deen. But he also feels that he has to become bayat. Allah make us all, and bayat ke baad baith na jana, that we don't sit down. Pursue the cause. Don't just take admission in the cause, and now my work is done. Person wanted to come Darul Uloom, he filled in the form, he got his visa, now my work is done. He doesn't even come here now. I got admission, finished it, everything is done. No, that is not even the starting step. You still have to go through a long procedure. And when you finally graduate also, you haven't graduated also. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali should say to graduating students, those who think we have become alim will remain jahil for life. And those who will now, you have learned to learn. You now you got the tools to learn. A plumber, if he gets his tools, and he feels, I got my tools now, I'm finished, I'm a top plumber. But he doesn't go and do one job also. What is a carpenter? He got all his tools, but he doesn't go and do one job. Now you got the tool for learning when you have graduated. And anyone who pursues the course will see that that was the foundation. But the building comes long afterwards. And with many things, then ilm comes into a person. The maturity of ilm. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, right towards the end of his life, once sitting very sadly, his choice students, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah, are the great, great ulama. They turned out to be so great ulama. They asked, Hazrat, what is wrong? You're sitting so sad. He says, I wasted my life. Hazrat, you wasted your life? Whole life in the khidmat of deen. And top khidmat. And Shaykh al-Hadith of Darum Dioban, Tabir, other prayer, what great work. He says that, whole life I spent, and he did a great, there is no service. This was his tawadu, his humility that he said, I wasted my life. He said, my whole life, I was just proving Hanafiyat is the perfect mazhab. And all the dalail of the Shafis and the Hanbalis and all that I was giving, and I was proving Hanafiyat is the right. My whole life, and right at my doorstep, the person wasn't reading namaz. He didn't know kalima. He couldn't read kalima also. I didn't worry about that. So maturity of ilm comes long afterwards. And then what direction that ilm must take us. Whether it is all just qal and qeel. Whether this argument and that argument. And we fighting this ulama and we fighting that ulama. What was the purpose of it all? And in the qabr, what are we going to be questioned? And what answers have we got ready for the qabr? So that is what our concern must be. So Allah bless us with this realities, inshallah.